Hello and welcome to Faces of CI, Conversations in Contact. I wanted to hop on here and have a short solo episode and just share a little bit more about momentum and teaching and the art of teaching contact and why I teach contact. And not only that, how has it shaped my life? And I'll also be talking a little bit about the upcoming facilitator training we have happening in Bali in November. So stay tuned and welcome. All right, let's dive in. So today I wanted to share a little bit about my journey into teaching from where I began to where I am now. And just to kind of understand like a bit of backstory and understand that this is a journey and that we learn very much by doing. I've been teaching now since 2019, technically. I had been dancing contact for about 2 years before I started doing that. And myself, I had done a lot of training. I'm a bit of a nerd. When I get into something, I go all in. And from when I found this practice in Washington at a fusion festival from another contact dancer, which you can learn about on my previous solo episode, I fell in love and began training at EDM, not knowing that like this was one of the root places for where contact came from. Steve and Nancy have both danced at EDM Dance Company, and it's a dance company in Vancouver that has been led by Peter Bingham for decades. So I was training there for a good year, taking classes. I would sky train out in the rain after closing up my vintage shop for the night on a Friday night, kick people out so I could show up late for Olivia Schaefer's class. And I was over my head most of the time. I felt like, this is awkward. I don't understand. Why are we on the floor all the time? Where do all these bruises come from? What is she talking about, head versus tail? And it just, I also loved it. But I loved it because it challenged me. It challenged me to move in new ways in my body. I wasn't really until like I closed up shop and had more time on my hands, and I started taking, like, Andrew Harwood came to town, a big teacher who's in another episode. And it wasn't until then that I had the time nor could grasp that there's more to this. So both that and my journey at Leviathan helped me shape my falling in love with this as something that goes beyond just dancing. It took all of that. It took all of that. And then my first edition of Salt Spring, where I met Martin Keogh. I injured my neck on day two dancing with a friend. So I kind of sat for half of the classes, but I was there. And, you know, going to Asia and doing contact beyond contact training. All of this to say, I think I had a spark in my travels of doing a lot of training that this might be something that I would want to share and want to teach. And it wasn't there from the beginning, but I just saw it grow. And I saw that there was a need in Bali for more contact skills, for more, that's very jam heavy culture, but there wasn't so much available in terms of skills at the time. I think some people ran some like 3-hour workshops sometime, but I had been developing and writing this workshop for a couple months before I launched it. And I think right away we had like 14 participants, including friends that I'm now friends with to this day, who they told me afterwards, that was the first time you were teaching? What the hell? So it was very innate for me. I come from, both of my parents were teachers, and that very much shaped me and how I was around the house growing up. My mother was a school teacher. She taught kindergarten up to university. My father taught hang gliding and gliding. He was a flyer, and then he was a driving instructor. And so this, how do we not only educate, how do we provide resources, how do we, you know, my dad, with all this stuff to do with flight, like I have this innate, like, wanting to teach movement, in, if that makes sense, like the overlap between driving and flying and dancing, you know, we're moving somewhere. That wasn't a great analogy, but you know what I mean. So it became very innate for me. It felt very innate for me to do this. Now that's been my journey, and wherever you're at in your life, you might have your own journey of finding your way into contact and what it means to you and what your angle is for it. I found now after a few years in that I enjoy technical skills. I also really enjoy this talks that we have about how contact is a reflection for life, how it overlaps with psychology and with therapy and with how we can build these like relational skills within a community. That part's been really interesting to me from living in contact community and seeing how that has shaped my inner world and changed me on a profound healing level. I'm also really interested in making this accessible to people in a very playful, lighthearted, childlike, joyful way. And so I bring in these elements into the workshops all the time. And so if you've ever been to Momentum, you'll get that. You'll understand. We sit around and we talk in the circle. I go hardcore as a dance coach teaching contact skills, and I make us do really stupid, silly, weird things to get us out of our adult brains that we're stuck in most of the time. So, just to share, that's the aspects that are interesting to me and what is mostly shared in Momentum. So yeah, this workshop just kept growing, and it's now being taught 20 times in Canada and in Bali. It's been such a ride. I really pour my all into like changing it every time. I edit the playlists, I change my notes. I have like a workbook, like a book that I've written. Like, that's how nerdy I am, breaking down, the music that we use and how long an exercise takes. And I really take it as a lesson plan. Like, I approach dance from that aspect. Others don't do that. And I definitely tweak and improvise about 30% of what I do every workshop because it's not going to be the same. You have to cater to what the energy level is at the room. You have to cater to the dancers in the space and their abilities and their curiosities. And sometimes people are really into the weird, playful stuff, and I give them more of that. And sometimes people are a bit more of the like introverted, reflective people. And so we do a little bit more sitting around talking, and it feels a little bit more like a dance therapy type thing. Or other people are really physical and they're like ready for more lifts and things. So it changes every workshop. But that's it, and I talk all the time, momentum, momentum, but I wanted to actually give some context to that. Yeah, this has been, it's always different every group, but particularly this year, the people that are coming into my field, however I've been marketing it or the messaging, I've done a lot of trainings as well in like coaching, marketing, facilitating, how to facilitate leadership. I'll name drop Rick Smith in here. I've done his Awaken Leadership Retreat in Bali, as have a lot of people who are in a facilitation role or coaching role of any kind have gone through Rick's space because, hi Rick, I love you. He's a teacher of teachers. He basically used to teach teachers, like auditoriums of like 500 teachers in the United States on how to teach, how to facilitate. And he's written a book on it. And now he moved to Bali. He lives there most of the time. I think now he's also based in Europe, but he became a friend of mine. He came to my contact jams just for the hell of it. And I didn't know he was Rick Smith. I was just like, there's Rick from my contact jams. And then I got to know him as not only a friend, but a worthwhile mentor to myself and to many others. So this is the background that I come from of like wanting to embody what it means to be a teacher, which means accepting myself and everyone else in the room, which means yes, planning a lot and letting go of what's actually letting go of the plan in order to allow what's in the space to come through instead, and so it's this dance between structure and the feminine, quite frankly, of being able to intuit what the room needs. And that's a skill that gets developed over time. So just to share a bit about that. And yeah, teaching to me has been this journey from the beginning of showing up and being scared, quite frankly. Every workshop, 20 times, I'm nervous beforehand. I do all of my morning practices and I still get very nervous. I still flutter around the room until everyone's showed up. And I stumble over my words for the first part of it, trying to introduce what contact is. And then we get moving and we get into our bodies, and everything melts away. And all of the questions and anticipation that both myself or that anyone else has in the room is just gone. And we're all just having fun. And that's such a beautiful thing and place to be in as a teacher, to be able to sit there and just answer questions and help people along and go around the room. And I'm getting really beautiful, huge, multiple paragraph feedbacks from people now every workshop after the workshop. And I don't know what to do with them. And I've got my old testimonials on my website, but it's been really profound how it's been shaping some people's lives. And having people overcome, like, I'm like, why are you here for this workshop? And some of them are like, oh, I can dance on my own, but I don't understand partner dancing or how to dance with someone else. I'm like, cool, check, I've done that. I was a hip hop dancer long before I was learned swing dancing, and that was my first foray into, God, there's another person, how do I interact with them? And some people have gone from, they've had pretty big injuries. There have been people in my workshop recently, and she was like, I used to be a dancer and I had a huge spinal injury, like huge spinal surgery, and I'm finally coming back to movement after years of not dancing. And she was able to do most of the workshop. And then I've had people who come and they're like, I'm afraid of touch. They've had sexual trauma. And not always. But most of the time, I've been able to get people to come into touch from a really easy way of like, we're looking at the body as anatomical. We're looking at the body as this person has zero chance of harming you. We're all just in it as an experiment together. Let's play with this, and anything you want to do, try it. Anything you don't want to do, you don't have to, but I bet you're going to have fun. And people like that. They like this openness of, I bet you'll like it, but like you don't have to. And then most of the time people do end up doing whatever exercises we do. So I just wanted to offer those kind of as I guess some tips and some morsels of what's been coming through lately in the workshops. My last one, my latest one was on Salt Spring. I'm really loving the island and the community there. It's such a sweet community and small, but like committed to contact. I can see myself visiting there every year. And the next ones lined up are for Seattle and Vancouver. And as usual, if we have enough people, it's on. And if we don't, then it's not on. So please sign up if you've been thinking about it. The one in Seattle is September 9th and 10th, and then Vancouver is the following week. The following weekend, I don't remember the dates right now. So I will put the link to that in show notes. But I wanted to share the final exciting thing is that this is going to be a facilitator training, momentum facilitator training. So what does that mean? That means that in November, there will be a training on how to teach momentum. So this is the one thing that I find people want and need the most is they go to jams, they fall in love with contact, and they want to just know some skills. And it's been really worthwhile for me to hone this workshop over 20 times of teaching it, as well as all the training materials, and put it together as a facilitator training. So you'll be able to teach momentum, which is a 2-day intensive for beginners. As well as you're getting all of the resources that I've also provided in terms of like how to host jams, how to make playlists. You'll have access to Contact Body, which is the online version of this course. So you'll have these online resources to go back and look through. As well as I'm going to be putting together trainings in marketing and social media. So before Contact, I also had a vintage clothing shop and e-commerce shop on Etsy for 9 years. And I was very active in the online sphere, and I know how to make websites and how to do graphic design and all of this. So I'll be offering and marketing and ads, and so I'll be offering my perspective from that point of view, and that's a lot in itself, as well as tips on leadership and facilitation, some of which comes from Rick Smith, as well as some other coaches that I've worked with over the years. Not only just the workshop, but like how do you lead? How do you take care of yourself as a facilitator? How can you stay grounded in your body? How can you come from a place of trauma awareness? How can you deal with inevitable bumps that come up every single workshop? What are those bumps? What do they look like? So we'll be going through that. It's from November 4th to 13th, and it's in Uluwatu, Bali, at one of my favorite places, Kayu Mama. It's a new boutique resort. We've shared the practice there once before. They've got two types of saunas and a cold plunge and a really beautiful restaurant with vegetarian food, and I eat there even when I'm not dancing. I go there to eat. So we'll out of those days, we'll have 2 days off and 9 days of training. So we're really going to go through all of it. And at the end of it, we'll have a one workshop day where all the trainees will be teaching open to the public. And it's a 50-hour certification, so you'll also have a follow-up of a group call after the program's done, as well as a one-to-one call. So you can find out more about that again in the show notes. I'm super excited for it. I'm going to be taking 10 people only, and if this sounds like it's super exciting to you and something that you could see yourself doing, you don't have to be a dance teacher already. You don't have to want to open up a dance studio or make this a full-time job for you. It just has to be something that for you, contact has lit you up. I want to take people on who have hopefully already done Momentum. If not, they can take Momentum at the end of October in Bali beforehand, in order to come into the program. So, wow, there's so much more I could share about this, but I think I'm gonna leave it at that. Everything else is on the website. Longer spiels, more photos from all of our workshops that we've been doing. And yeah, if this resonates with you at all, I'm open to answering any questions. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Faces of CI, and the application process is also on the website. Again, that'll be in show notes. And yeah, momentum. When you go with momentum, I just want to share this because momentum to me, it's one of the laws of physics that we talk about in contact improvisation. We also have friction and inertia and gravity, and it's such a science-based word. But once I started using this for the workshop, it's so aptly named. I like to think about the momentum. The other weekend, I went to a park and I was sitting with a friend with a community garden, and there was swings. There was a playground, and we went over. And I sat on the swing and I'm like, I just love the feeling of momentum, of wind in my skin, of this up and down, and this not knowing exactly where I'm going. And it has a bit of that flavor when you're on a kid's swing, of this rush that you get in contact, and that completely has to do with momentum. And I find myself paying attention to it so much in my day, and just it's this soft place between surrendering to what's happening and using a bit of force at the same time. And with those two things, God, you can just propel upwards, and with every up comes a down, with every down comes an up, just like the swaying of life. So, yeah, that's it for me today. Thank you, everyone.